One, two, three.
Is what we do. But let's have a better respect with
I believe
people more than that. Camera kids in the border?
No, no.
In the my assistant, you cannot.
Yeah, just a still argument. Just gotta move forward.
So first of all, I acknowledge Comrade Magai and the Deputy Head of Mission, Governor Lark, the caretaker of Victoria Office.
Thank you, Mr. Captain.
I'm the caretaker, Deputy Chairperson. This is the second meeting. In the launching, people have discussed many issues. There are some issues which they're supposed to be discussed earlier than this day. This day is really a very short period. We have got a lot of, we have a numerous issue that we should have discussed. Yes, it's an important meeting. We commend the electoral committee about it. So first of all, it's an opportunity also to clarify something. All the documents which have been corresponded were very clear. Somebody would doubt that we still think maybe I'm a caretaker. We should take it away from his mind. So this is very clear. If we listen to what Comrade Chairman has been writing also, he has never addressed me as a caretaker. This is also for anybody who is not sure to be sure about it. I expect people to be in harmony and also have that respect for us to work together to move forward. What I want to say is there is issues which the coordination office has talked to the leadership of the electoral committee about them. One, I would like to mention the issue of the council. The council should not be nominated by those who are contesting. The council should be nominated individually, because we should not allow the movement to be headed in a way that given like projecting it in parties, but the leadership should project a unified approach that will bring people together. There is people who have registered themselves without anybody telling them to register. There is people who neither support any party. They believe that they are respected by your members. So I believe these people deserve a chance for them to nominate themselves in whatever that they want. But we cannot limit them to be only nominated by individuals, by certain groups. So these issues is very serious. Because the council should be a unified body that will keep the balance of the chapter forward. So this is an issue. We raise it to the electoral committee that they should identify the posts which are 40 and then allow the members to put their concern, to put their interests individually. So I think this should be the best way. For the delegates, I don't have any issue about it. Anybody also has the right also to nominate, because tomorrow the council is a body that will govern the chapter, and if the council is completely fragmented or it has come in a way which is not unified, then it will be a problem. So the chapter will not have stability. So this is what I want to register. During the state congress, we are going to have a time for the previous office to present the report before the voting. So they have to present the report, and then the report will be approved by the executive, and this is the procedure. So the delegate who will be elected, they are the one in the Congress to approve the previous report. And then from there, they will move it, then the office will be dissolved, and then those who are contested, they will contest. So these are the normal procedures in the document. For the places, for the registration, some areas have many numbers, and some areas have few numbers. But this is a new process. So we come up also with proposal as the electoral committee, that as a coordination office, that if there is an area which is populated and has got more members, so we also suggested some modalities to annex some of the areas to other areas where they can also allow the Saudis to have more delegates. So this one we have put it as a suggestion. We have been talking about it with the electoral committee because we are concerned that the Southeast, because they are geographically in one area, but it happened that they are many, then we can work out a modality how we can give them a chance. We suggested that Kardini should be annexed to Gippsland so that they can allow the Southeast to have more delegates. So this is part of what we have been doing. We put them as a proposal. And the leadership also expect people expect the leadership here also to come with a consensus so that these issues can be addressed. So the issue of the council is a challenge. I leave it to you. We need to get a consensus how we should make it forward. The issue of the provisions, the provision membership is an issue as well, because somebody who is registering and somebody who has defected, who has come back, there is 3 months provision and there is 6 months provision. So if you are to allow new members based on their other commitment or their supports, so I believe the consideration also should encompass the entire delegate who have come, or the entire members who have come. So we don't want to make it a norm, because it had happened before that in the previous leadership we have allowed people who have in provision to contest. If this is also, it's a norm that we want to accept as a reality, so let the compromise be even. But the document is very clear. Irrespective of how good you are and how wonderful you are with the movement, but we still having document to guide us. If we are going to compromise, then let the compromise be fair, so that this is a movement, is a business that need more members, because we are competing with other political parties. So this area, I we put also, this is a concern, this is our area that we are saying, if we allow Comrade Tidma to contest, then there is other comrade also which need to also be allowed to come up, so that we can balance the concession or the amnesty or the overriding the provision, because 3 months and 6 months is all the same. So this is our concern. We appreciated the electoral committee about what they have been doing. They did a lot of work. They doubled their efforts and they sacrifice a lot. But we have lost also many times. This meeting which should have been conducted long time ago, so that we will be able to allow. So if things are going to be tight and difficult, so let all of us accept that this is the situation where we are in. All we take it with responsibility, and we take it also as everybody should be mindful that I'm doing it for my party or for my movement. So we need to show responsibility on that note. So I don't want to go much, but I want to wish all of us a successful process for all this program. This program is started in Melbourne, is going to go somewhere, is going to move in many different cities if it's successful. And we need also to know that the leadership also is working well to address the issues that concerning all of us. So we'll be working to assist this body. We'll support them. And let us also encourage them and respect each other so that we move forward. I will leave it here. And I will wish you a successful meeting. And Comrade Maga, I thank you. I appreciate your presence among us. And this shows leadership and real concern. And even your words are very good because we want to make sure things go in the right direction. So,
thank you.
So we'll be available with you and we will support you.
Well, yeah, thank you. Before you leave us, I would love for 1 minute of your time to hear the response of an electoral committee as the chairperson. I don't hear this more with an electoral committee. 1 meeting, Ajama. Tamaji? Yes, good night. My response to Comrade Kek is a response that I have given to Comrade Magai. Comrade Kek is part of leadership. He's coordinating the chapters in Australia. And any decision regarding to how this election should be run, made by myself as the head of the electoral committee, supported by my members, and it is being challenged by the members, then obviously there is a room to bring in a complaint to them, and we will address it accordingly. Also, we do have they have a room where they would supervise and monitor how we did, and this is what they have been doing along. They have been monitoring us and supervising us, how we're going and helping us. There is a room where we discuss this. We discuss them in our own forum, in a forum of leadership, where we discuss issues like this. But I will not respond to him. As I said, I will not respond unless if he disregarded his position and turned himself to be a member, I would respond to him. Other than that, I would maintain the position of the leadership. All these concerns will come to your office and you would arrive as a leadership to see into it. This will be my response, and I will leave you to go, and we will continue with our meeting, unless otherwise.
Anyway, we just raised some of these issues because you made some decisions.
I'm aware, and I did not appeal them to the members. I think these are official communications.
The intention is to indicate.
Well, then we can do it as officially in our own forum, if you don't mind. Unless if you want me to respond now,
you are free to respond.
No, I cannot.
You are free to respond.
Kalas, ana bakhali kamre kegemshi. That discussion will continue by the end of now. If there is.
So, okay, please.
Order against me. It did not come to him. That order should have come when he was talking. See, it will come to me, direct it to me, or otherwise, though, can my shallow put support all by Victor. And I haven't responded to questions that you told me, and let's see if you guys don't want me to, because Bitor has very, very good questions. Okay, Bitor, won't you had an by his brother, Kim, William Kim.
Yeah.
Okay. You are welcome.